The Bishop's Valentine by Andrea Hofer Proudfoot. You have probably sent and received many valentines. Have you ever wondered how this day came to be, and what its meaning is? This story will tell you why we celebrate Valentine Day, and what its true spirit is. Once upon a time, a long while ago, there lived in a far-off country, near the land where Saint Valentine had lived, a fine young bishop. This bishop had heard so many beautiful stories of all the brave, helpful deeds of Saint Valentine that he loved Saint Valentine very dearly and wished that he might be like him. Now, as the bishop kept thinking about Saint Valentine and really wanting to be like him, he said to himself one day, "Why don't I do some of the kind, loving acts of Saint Valentine if I am really so fond of him?" Just then he went out for a walk, and as he passed the one who scrubbed the steps, he said, "It is a pleasure to walk where it is all so clean as you make it," and the worker scrubbed harder than ever as he smiled and bowed a thank you. The bishop went on, overtaking on the way a market woman resting a moment beside the road with her basket. "Good day, my good woman," said the bishop. "Let me help you on a bit with your basket." And the kindly way in which he said it made the basket seem only half as heavy as it had been before. They parted at the crossroads, but all the way home the woman told her neighbors the basket never again grew so heavy after the bishop had smiled and helped her. The bishop had helped many other people in different ways before the little woman reached home to tell her neighbors this. But when he reached home, he had forgotten all about helping them, and only remembered the people themselves, wondering what the dear Saint Valentine would do for them were he still here. Suddenly, he remembered that Saint Valentine's birthday was coming, and he thought, "Oh, perhaps I can write some message of love like the ones that he used to send the people." So he dipped his goose quill into the ink and began to write. One message after another he wrote, forgetting himself, and full of love for God, Saint Valentine, and all the people that he longed to help.